Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maaser's Daf Kof Ches in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We reach the two dots a little after the third of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what did he say? That Shtei Chatzer Zoli from Mizu, you have one Chatzer and inside the other Chatzer, so the inside is Chayav and the outside not. And the reason is, why is the inside of Mechayav and Maaser? Because only the people that live in the inside are in charge on the chotzer, it's chotzer mishtameres. While the outside one is the ones who are inside or going through the outside to get to the street. So it's not chotzer mishtameres because multiple people are opening and closing the door. Says the Gemara, Rabboin barchio boy kamir of Zeiro. So he asked, Ma Rabbi Yehuda lo yisif al divrei Rabbi Akiva Rabboi. What is Rabbi Yehuda adding Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva? What did Rabbi Akiva say? That if you have kol she'echad pesach ve'echad noel, if there is a chutzer, the one can lock the door, but there's another one who's going to open the door, and we saw before, it means two people that are equal, like two partners or two tenants. So it's abishtameres, because always, if the one locks it, he doesn't know, somebody else will open it. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing. If you have the inner people going through the outside chutzer can never lock the door. So says the one, what is Rabbi Yehuda adding on what Rabbi Akiva said? Says the Gemara, Omar loy, loy klum. He's not adding anything. He's exactly like Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. Because the Gemara says, I go get story, and we learned in the Mishnah that the rooftops are potter ben ha-maiser. Says the Gemara, Omar ablozer, legag mevutzer la'avir chotzer yemastiso. We talk about a roof that is, you have to, in order to get to the roof, you have to go through the chotzer. It's a gag that the only way to reach is through the chotzer. Don't tell me, maybe you could have think, that the reason the gag is potter is because the gag, the roof, you can reach it not through the chutzah. You can go from the backyard and not go through the chutzah. Says the Gemara, no, talk about gag, that the only way to get to it is through the chutzah. If so, so why is it not chayav maaser once you reach the chutzah? Someone takes the fruits to the roof, in the meantime, it's going through the chutzah. Says the Gemara, mikevan sheavir their chutzah lo nidbulu? That's the question. If he's going through chutzah, didn't become tevel? Says the Gemara, tipoter I kerabiyosi barbudu. So either we say like a reason Yehuda that we learned earlier in the Masechta, Machlek is a reason Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, if someone is taking fruits through the chotzer to get to the roof, is a chav in Maaser or not? The reason Yehuda says, if it's only a passing way, he's not going to eat it in the chotzer, so it's not chav in Maaser. And Rebbe says, even if he's only going as a shortcut to the roof, it's also b'chav in Maaser. So Rabbi Yehuda is very clear. He wasn't intending to eat it in the chotzer. Iker Rebbe, what about Rebbe? When it came to the chutzer, he wasn't planning to eat it at this stage at all. He was planning to make it muktzah, which means to dry it out. Meaning it's in the middle of the process. The process did not end. And then he went to the roof. And on the roof, he said, you know what? Now I don't want to do any more muktzah. I'm going to eat it as it is. I'm not going to dry out the fruits. So in this case, the roof is not kriviyah lemaiser. Only the chutzer is. And when he was in the chutzer, the chotzer, it was not kriviyah because the process was not finished. Once he got to the roof, so even though the process finished, the roof is not kriviyah lemaiser. Says the Gemara, which roof is not kriviyah? Omar of Avin v'ushiye bagag arba al arba. It needs to be 4 amas by 4 amas in order to have its own rishus as a roof and not to be canceled to the chotzer. But if it's less than that, it's not considered to be a roof. And if the chotzer is chav in maiser, so the roof is also chav in maiser. The same way a house needs to have 4 by 4 amas in order to be mechav and meiser when re'ias pnei habayis. So afagag in a point there at shia bar bal arba. So also for the gag to be on its own rishus, that's not part of the chutzer, needs to be 4 by 4. Tetani, we have Rav Abraiso. We have other examples where you need to have a bayis, you need to have a house, and it needs to be 4 by 4. By shame, if you have a house which is not 4 by 4, potter mina mezuzo, you don't have to put a mezuzo on it. A mezuzo needs only mezuzo beisach has to be in a house, and a house only 4 by 4. Umina ma'ake, you don't have to put a fence on the roof because a ma'ake is only in a house. Umina eruv is not obligated to join the eruv chatzeris. Ve'ena tevel lemaisus, if someone brings the food into the house, it's not chav and maaser if it's less than 4 by 4. V'ein oisim moiso chibu la'ir, regarding eruv and eruv tchumim. So if the city has a house which is sticking out of the city within 70 amas plus, the house extends the city boundaries to where the house is. But the house has to be at least 4 by 4. Someone does a neder, says, I'm vowing not to go into our house. This is not a house if it's less than four before. Continues the word that kafches on base. And so we learn that every house gets four amas in front of it in order to unload and to load. That's the space you give in front of every house. The house has to be at least four by four in order to get that space in front of it. That's another din in the house. That a house in Bati Arichoimo. Bati Arichoimo is walled cities. If you have a house over there, a person sells an Eretz Yisrael, he has 1 year to redeem it, and if not, he loses it. And it doesn't go back in the Yovel. A house less than 4x4 doesn't have this din. The idea of Nigi Batim, when you have Tsaras in the house, it needs to be a house at least a 4x4. One of the reasons a person could go back for more is if he got married, if he just planted a vineyard, or if he built a new house, the house needs to be at least 4x4 in order for it to be considered a house. Kedusha Gemara, it says that Tzrifim Vaburgonim. So you have these different sheds, different watchtowers that are in the field, and we learned that it's a mechav and meiser. So the Gemara, Malshid Belu Lebala Burgonim, meaning, is the owner, the one who lives there constantly, is this frame considered to be a house, to be chav and meiser? And when the Mishnah says that Tzrifim Vaburgonim do not become Chav and Maaser, means for guests that come to visit this guard, so they're not Chav and Maaser, it's considered to be an Aray, for them it's considered to be a vacation, it's not considered to be their permanent home. And therefore, not Chav and Maaser. As Uchaim points out, we learned always that guests are not Chav and Maaser. We learned it earlier regarding the Beis Shar or the Chanus or the store, but that we talk about when he's not sleeping there. But if one is a guest and he's sleeping in a regular house, it is Chav and Maaser. In this case, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about a guest who comes to visit someone, the Burgonim, even if he sleeps, he is not Chav and Maaser. But what about the owner of the Burgonim, the one who's there on a permanent basis? Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a reference from the following. Mean, man detani beis ha-sefer beis ha-talmud. Beis ha-sefer means a place where they teach Chumash. Beis ha-talmud is a place where they teach Mishnah. So the Rebbe lives in that school and he teaches the Talmidim come and stay there and maybe even sleep there, but that's not their home. The Rebbe, that's his home. So the Rebbe is in that place, a Bisa Sebi Talmud, Toivlim la Sapar ula Mishani, meaning they're Toivil to the one who teaches the Sefer, the Rebbe, and the one who teaches the Mishnah. Ava loy lachem, and not to the Talmidim, because for them it's not a permanent place. Hado Amroshem Toivlim the Baal HaBurgonim. This teaches you that the owner who lives here permanently is Mechav and Maaser, and that will apply to the Burgonim as well. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yoimer, Arba Ames, Afa Pisha Einsham, Arba Dafres. When we said that if you have a house of 4x4, it's Bechav and Maaser, the Rabbi says it doesn't have to have walls. It could be with no walls, only a roof. As long as you have four Ames over there of a house, it's Bechav and Maaser. Shimon Yoimer, Arba Dafres, Afa Pisha Einsham, Arba Ames. He argues in everything we said before. Shimon says you don't have to have Arba Ames, as long as you have four walls, and other Rabbi, four Ames is not enough. Continues the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chaim, is Rabbi Yossi Yoimir, Arba Ames ve'arba Davros, you have to have both. That's before Ames, and you have to have four walls. Continues now the Gemara and says that Rabbi Yudo in the Mishnah said that a sukkah and sukkahs is also kivya lemaiser. The reason is because Rabbi Yudo holds that a sukkah needs to be a diras kva, a permanent structure. Says the Gemara, v'chena Rabbi Yudo michay b'mezuzah. Rabbi Yudo also holds you have to put a mezuzah on the sukkah because it's a permanent structure. And the Gemara is bringing this right now to attach it to this previous discussion regarding what is the definition of a house. It says the Gemara, Mistabra, Rabbi Yudah Yoidi, Leilin Rabbonin. Rabbi Yudah will agree with all the previous mandamim regarding a house. If it has four walls and not four amas, or four amas and not four walls, either one will be Mechav and Maaser. Because if a sukkah and sukkahs is Mechav and Maaser, sukkos can use more permanent structures. But these Rabbanon that speak about four Amos or four walls, they will not agree regarding Sukkah. Even though the Sukkah has four Amos and four walls, it's not obligated to put a mezuzah, and it's not Mechayev and Maaser, because a Sukkah is a Diras Arai, is a temporary structure, and therefore it doesn't have the Chiyuvim, which is very different than a house. If it has either four Amos or four walls, it's a permanent structure. Now this pshat that we said, that when the Gemara says the Rebbe agrees to Rabbanon, means that he says in a permanent structure in a house, he agrees either 4 hours is enough, or 4 walls, either or, it's okay. That's how Reb Chaim explains the sugya. The way the Rashi Tirlo, or the way the Gura explains it, what it means is that Reb Yudah will agree to these Rabbanon regarding a sukkah. Reb Yudah that said that a sukkah is mechayev and maestris, he will agree that it needs to have 4 hours and 4 walls. Meaning, whatever they said, whatever the discussion is, that's only regarding a house. But regarding a sukkah, Reb Yudah will agree that you need to have 4 amos and 4 walls. But these Rabbanon will not agree to Reb Yudah that a sukkah is mechayev and maestris, similar to what we said. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Kofches.